Hachette Audio presents Zombie Underground. Written by Darren Shan. Read by Emma Galvin.
Then, Becky Smith's father was a bully and racist. He often beat Bea and her mom when he wasn't working hard to stop the flow of immigrants into the country. Bea loved and feared him equally. She swore to herself that she didn't share his vicious, racist tendencies, but at the same time, she never challenged him about them. One of Bea's teachers, Mr. Burke, warned her that she risked becoming just like her dad if she continued to play along with him, but Bea had never paid much attention to what teachers said. Bea was a tomboy and could hold her own with any guy her age. She liked music, surfing the web, hanging out with her mates. Just an average girl who thought she'd lead a normal life and never do anything special. Then zombies attacked her school. Bea and her friends didn't know how the dead had come back to life, or why so many of them were on the loose, or what the strange mutants who would control them were. And there was no time to find out. They had to run or die. So they ran. Bea's dad rescued her. He led the group to safety, playing the part of a hero to perfection, until they hit a snag and the zombies closed in on them. To delay the zombies, he told Bea to throw a black boy named Tyler Bayer to them, and because she had always obeyed her father when he gave her a command, she did. The zombies bit into the screaming Tyler with relish as he begged Bea to save him. Horrified by what she'd done, Bea abandoned her monstrous dad and raced back into the school to search for another way out, but she only found zombies and...